You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The Kool-Aid Man intro.
Yeah.
You know you had to make me fucking change that.
Every time I hear that, I just want to smash through a wall and drink some Kool-Aid.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Your wife wouldn't be mad if I smashed through this wall right now? I
mean, as long as it's not a load-bearing one, I don't see a problem in it. It can all be fixed.
She's in the bedroom getting dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. If you're in a band or know someone in a band, a metal, hardcore, punk, send them our way. You can send them to empathicaradio@gmail.com. Submit an audio file, brief bio, put your band name in the subject line, and we'll get you on the air. We need lots and lots of more unsigned, independent bands. We want it all. God damn it.
We want. Oh, yeah.
Or even if you're in a, if you run a fucking small independent label, I know they're all out there. There's a lot of them. You're looking for help get the, what the fuck was that? Was it your stomach? Yeah. God damn it.
I told you, dude.
Sound like a fucking dog growling. Jesus.
I'm angry.
God damn. Like I said, if you're in a small label and you're looking to get these bands out to help people hear it, send it our way, man. We'll play it. Metal, hardcore, aggressive punk, man. No, we are not wanting to play anything radio friendly. Because we are not radio friendly. We're just three assholes playing heavy, aggressive shit. That's what we want.
I need a Snickers.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have any Halloween candy?
No.
Damn it.
No Halloween candy. Brendan, welcome back.
Hello.
It's been 2 weeks since I've seen you.
Yes, it is.
It's really been 15 minutes and we haven't really not seen each other. Have you guys ever heard of Musical.ly?
Who?
Musical.ly. It's an app. I think mainly kids play it.
Nope.
No.
But I don't understand how it works 100%. My daughter has it. But they draw all these different songs, I think. And they record videos of themselves. And you, like, lip sing.
Yeah.
To the songs.
My wife was telling me about it.
Yeah, and it's only, like, it's short.
Because she saw your daughter playing with it.
Right.
But she knew about it, but I don't know.
Right. I don't know much about it either, but you can watch other people's Musical.lys, and they watch yours, and they can rate them, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Can we do this? Can we do this? Was like some metal?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to bring up. So, obviously, this is mostly pop, popular music.
Right.
Stuff you're going to hear on the radio, all that stuff. Well, my kid comes in. I guess she was doing one in her room or watching somebody's, and my wife was in there with her. And she made her come out and show me. And it was like three different songs or something kind of like blending together. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Hammer Smash Face.
Really?
Yeah. The beginning of it, how it starts. She's like, what kid has that on their Musical.ly?
Cool kids.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. Because my daughter came and she's like, Mommy says it's a song that you listen to. I was like, yeah, it's Cannibal Corpse. I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, thought that was crazy that some kid, because I guess you pick the music, I guess, and put it in there. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Some kid put some Hammer Smash Face on there. I was like, cool.
We're going to have to do our own on our lunch break or something.
Well, see, I don't know, because it's a bunch of kids, and we get on there, then it's, I think we might be crossing a line.
Nah, it'd be fun.
We're crossing a line, bro. Brendan's ankle bracelet will go off. Oh, God.
They can't keep me within 500 feet of their website.
Of their app.
Yeah, of their app or whatever.
Speaking of work and music, me and Travis stumbled across. Well, actually, he already knew about it, so he was introducing me to it, Brendan. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the genre of music. You already know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yeah.
The porno grind?
No.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently it's a genre of music. And could you guess what country it's mainly popular in?
Japan?
No. God, I thought you would know.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So we were, he was looking up porno grind bands, and then we were reading the song titles. They were pretty interesting.
Do we have any of them?
No, we'll have to, we'll look some up when we play the first song. And unless Brendan's looking it up right now. Hopefully, I said you're actually on the PC, so there might be actually pop up shit to block you on that.
Yeah,
but we should look it up on the Mac, that way I don't get any viruses. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, chicken in here.
This is a goddamn amateur hour.
I think that was my stomach again.
Brendan, this is like the movie theater, bro. You can't have your phone on. God. He's over. Now he's just texting. He's ignoring me.
Texts his girlfriend.
This is fucking so disrespectful.
Babe, I'll be home in an hour.
There, I turned the volume off.
The guys will let me leave. I tried to get out of here. They wouldn't let me. Oh, fuck. Man, we need... God, when's that show? When's the Gore one again?
The 3rd
of November. Okay.
Which is a Friday.
We're going to go to that?
Taking your kid?
No.
Why not?
She doesn't like them.
What?
She likes...
They dress up. It's fun.
You know, I probably should. But... if it's a Friday night, I'd be going straight after work. So I'm not going to come all the way back to this side of the river.
Where's it at?
Oh, it is on the side of the river.
It's just Pops. Like, I was just wondering.
I think it's at Pops, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, don't take it.
Fuck that. What is this place? It's an industrial hell.
Yeah, it's like one level above hell.
Yeah. Do you know that's not even a town, right?
It's East St. Louis. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's a property. Sojay?
Yeah.
It's a fucking property.
Right.
It's not even a town.
Do you want to know the history of that?
I don't know.
Do you know the history of that?
No, I don't think I do. Why don't you go
ahead and tell me? So, back when, I guess there was actually shit in East St. Louis, you know, factories and whatnot.
Right.
What they would do is, the factory itself, they would make their own property, their own, like, jurisdiction.
Ah.
So then that way, they could just get out of whatever... Bullshit EPA laws or any kind of laws.
Like,
we're our own city.
Okay.
And they just pollute like a motherfucker. And it just stayed that way. Because there's nothing there.
Well, yeah, the guy's last name is Sojay.
Yeah.
And he owns it all now.
Right. Yeah, if you look on the sign coming in, it's like Sojay, population.
Right.
3.
Yeah. Him, his wife, and his kid.
It's like a bartender that actually like sleeps
there. Yeah, pops. They don't let him leave.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not a fucking place you want to mess around on.
Man, no.
Nah.
No. It's fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got Pops, and it's sandwiched between 2 strip clubs. I mean, what else?
What could go wrong?
Nothing. Dude, I took the old lady to the one... Oh, which one is it? It's the one, if you're standing at Pops looking at the front door, it'd be the one on your right.
It doesn't, like, change ownership every 2 years.
Yeah, was it Penthouse at one time?
No idea.
Is that Country Rock Cat right now?
That's the one behind it. That's on the left. That's on the other side.
It's been at least...
Because that was PT Sports, and now it's like a country rock.
Yeah.
Country and titties, I guess. I don't know.
No, I've been there. It's a rock song and then a country song.
Oh.
That's all it is.
They don't play rap?
Nope. See, that's the best part.
Oh. Well, I don't mind rap at a strip club.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. But the one that was on the other side, I think it used to be a penthouse back in the day. That was the name of it. Who knows what it is now? I took the wife and 2 of her friends in there. So I was in there with 3 women.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time she'd ever been in
there. It was a great time.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But we left there at like, it was like 3 in the morning. And he had that big ass grill outside.
Ugh.
And the dude's out there cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Smelled so good. I was so fucking hungry. And I'm like walking by. I'm like, I told the guy, like, dude, that smells amazing. He's like, oh, you can buy whatever, you know, it's all for sale. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm out of here. I'm just like, I had to get out of there because I'm sure it was way overpriced.
Right.
You know, I'm sure it was going to be probably $10 for a fucking hamburger. But dude, it smelled great. Yeah. And that is,
you know what,
the thing to do. That was so smart.
I've I'm not smart, and I've ate his barbecue dozens of times, and I couldn't tell you how much it was or anything.
Really?
If it was even good or not.
That's terrible. I mean, that's just because you're going to come out of there, you're hungry. It's so smart. I was just strong-willed enough to walk away from it.
You think there'd be like 20 food trucks over there.
Oh, yeah. They're not.
Yeah, they don't want to get shot up.
No. I don't think...
Or robbed.
Well, as long as you're not at that gas station that's right there in front of Pop's, that's where everybody gets shot at.
Is it?
Right in front of the Oz.
Yeah, I just always chose to get my gas over in elsewhere. The county.
Yeah. It's funny because I fill up now in Missouri since I work over there. Yeah. And I get pissed when I got to fill up in Illinois.
Why?
Because it's way more expensive. It's stupid. I get mad because I didn't time it right to where I can get it on the way to work.
But, stealing our jobs, stealing our gas.
Yeah. Bringing it back to Illinois, baby. Back to the flatlands of Illinois.
Bring a bunch of cigarettes, too?
Nah, I don't smoke.
No.
Brendan's like, wait a minute.
No, you resell it.
He's like, you get them cheaper over there? I was like, hold up.
Yes, there's less tax.
Really? Yeah. So how much is it over there?
I mean, if you're buying it by the carton, yeah, I'm sure you can save a few dollars.
What is a pack of cigarettes over here, Brendan?
I mean, it depends what you get.
Yeah, mine are more expensive, but...
the fancy.
He goes name brand.
Yeah. Last time I was in Missouri, I bought a carton of cigarettes and it was like $67. If I would have bought packs, 10 packs here, it would have been 100 and
Jesus something. Christ.
It was significant buying a carton in Missouri as opposed to
I've never packs smoked, here. I've never smoked in my life, but I remember when like Marlboros were like three something a pack.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I see, I'm the same way because I never smoked either. But I pointed that out to you, that gas station, when we were coming back from bowling, I was cutting through a neighborhood kind of, God, I don't even know what street it is. Your Lebanon Avenue is, Brendan, and it comes up. If you start at the beginning of it and you come by White Cottage and you get to that four-way stop and there's that floral place would be on your right. You turn there, and you can kind of cut through.
Yeah,
there used to be a little gas station there, a little convenient mart.
Okay,
down a little bit on the left. Now I don't know what it is. It might be a fucking pawn shop now.
Yeah.
But back behind there, my stepmom lived, and when we were kids, and we'd all be over there hanging out. They would all send us kids up to the store to buy cigarettes, and they all smoked Marlboro Lights. So we'd all kids, and I'm talking, we were 8 years old, 9 years old, we'd walk up there and buy fucking cigarettes, and they'd sell them to us.
It's probably because they knew your parents, your grandparents. Like, well, he's buying it for.
Yeah, so we'd buy cigarettes, and we'd go take it back to the fucking parents. It's like, how crazy is that now? Weird. And now it's like, I'd get, you have to be 21 in Missouri now, don't you? To buy cigarettes?
Yeah,
like in the city or something? Or in the county?
In the county.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I heard people talking about it at work.
That's fucked up.
Maybe in the city. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. One or the other. It's either in the city, you can't, you have to be 21, or it's the county, you have to be 21. I don't know which, but it's crazy on the, just the changes. Like I said, I was 9 years old buying a pack of smokes for the parents. No questions asked.
I feel like young people hardly even smoke cigarettes anymore. They got all the machines now.
Oh, the vapes?
Yeah, but they have like 20 different names for them now. If you just say vape, you're talking about one very specific thing to them.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have like different versions.
You have the mod, which I called it a machine one time and got yelled at. It's not a fucking machine, it's a mod. And I'm like, whatever the fuck it is.
There's all those bullshit names, all this crap.
It's probably something else now. There's probably people listening now going, it's not a fucking mod.
But I
don't know.
I always find it odd when young people smoke cigarettes. And I told you I went to the haunted house over the weekend, and my wife's friend's sister went. And she's like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And she's smoking a cigarette. And I was like, I was like blown away.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap. You know, first of all, you look like an ad from like the 80s, like
this,
you know, cute young lady smoking a cigarette. I'm just like, I can't believe you smoke cigarettes. She's like, I know, it's weird. It's like agreed with me.
I mean, do you think it's going to die off then with the generations to come?
Yeah. I mean, look how much has died off in the last 10 years.
I don't know. It still seems like everybody fucking smokes, though. I don't...
Everyone we know.
Nah, I guess you're right. Well, look, I mean, even just
look at the 20-year-olds. Like, I look at my wife's friends, you know?
Yeah.
They're all in their 20s. And it's like one of, like, 30 of them smoke cigarettes.
Well, fuck Dylan at work. He's only 21, and he never has a... He never, ever doesn't have a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, but he's... A Hoosier from South County. They all
that's true.
Are born smoking, I think.
So. Now we just lost all our South County listeners.
Sorry, all three of them.
We had zero.
We're going to lose them to lung cancer anyway, eventually.
Oh, okay, so. I guess you're right. No, sorry, Brennan. it is. Yeah, the only thing I inhale is paint fumes and body dust on a regular basis.
Anyway.
I figure that's enough for me. I'm going to die young from that anyways. That's where I'm going to get my cancer from.
So was there a story about the strip club? Where were we going with that?
The food.
Oh, the food? You just want to talk about the
crappy-ass
overpriced burgers?
Yeah, I was hungry. Man. I'm hungry, too. I haven't eaten nothing yet today.
I don't hear your tummy.
It's because I'm fucking in control. That's why.
Dude, I'm a mess over here. I'm about to implode on myself.
Right. I do this regularly, so I'm okay. I'm used to it.
I don't go more than 2 hours without eating.
Oh, man. Is there Brennan again? Fucking text him.
Just I got tell people him. Texting me. I'm an important guy.
God damn it. You know what? I'm going to have to take everybody's cell phones away from him and leave him in the other room.
He's got, like, bigger, better podcasts. Better, like, bigger. He's actually on a local radio station.
Yeah. He doesn't tell him about this because he'd get fired.
Right. He just does this.
Quit using my name. Don't say my name. Oh, fuck. Let's play something.
Let's play Death Method with the song Man Without Reason. Man Without Reason by Death Method. They're out of San Diego, California, and you can find them on Facebook. Just search for Death Method.
You see why they've got one of those awesome links where you can't just do the .com/deathmethod because there's a shitload of numbers after it.
I love
when we have those come up because he hates it. Yeah, just type it into Facebook, you'll find them. So while that song was playing, I pulled up a porno grind band. Holy fuck. It's 39 songs on this album. the band name,
you get your money's worth.
Yeah, no shit. This is two parental advisories on the cover. Two of them.
Two separate ones?
Two separate ones that say the same exact thing.
Like, the more the better for them,
I guess.
What's their name?
Gut.
Gut.
G-U-T.
Yes, we can spell gut. Good job, Steve.
Gut.
You get a star.
Give me a star. Give me a gold star. I'm not going to read every song title on here.
So what's like the... What is porno grind?
I think it's like
grindcore, but it's just about sex.
Yeah. It's like grindcore, but all the lyrics and song titles all like nasty. Just
real perverse.
Real perverse.
Sounds like our kind of stuff.
Like this really. Track 3, Cunt Shredder.
Actually, that was my nickname in college.
Was it really? Oh, God. Let's see here. Triple Penetration.
Oh, ah, that's a probably a more easy listening song.
Yeah. Sperm Poisoning. Is that possible?
Yeah, I know a few girls that actually happened to.
Has it happened to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. oh, my God. Lips.
Just lips?
No. It's lips, and then it gives the definition. Lips, the passage to pleasure. Song 21 is She Died With Her Legs Spread.
Oh.
Yeah. Revel in Cunt Slime.
It's been a while since I've done that.
Addicted to Animal Sex.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal in our country.
No, not at all.
Probably in Germany, though. Are they from Germany?
I think so.
They're all from Germany. Hold on. All these.
Yeah, it's Germany. This came out in 95, by the way.
Yeah. It's probably now illegal.
Yes. Yeah. Diarrhea Shower. let's see.
I don't have anything to say about that.
What about Afterburner? Because you know that's like part of a jet when they do the afterburns. But I'm sure that's not what they're talking about.
I'm thinking like an STD. Yeah. You get.
Oh, God. She gave me an afterburner. Anal Susie. I don't know what that is.
I've got a picture in my head, but I'm not going to.
What about, Brendan's going to like this one. Okay. Embalmed in pig sperm.
Why the hell would I like that?
I don't know. I think you just like the song title. Oh, that totally reminded me.
Last weekend.
No, we got to do Brendan's band name.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right.
We'll explain that in a minute.
I'm going through some more song titles. How about... let's see.
How long are these songs? They're like 10 seconds?
No, they're like...
Minute.
18 to 20. The longest song on the album 18 seems...
18 to 20 seconds?
Oh, my God. The longest song on the album is 3 minutes long.
3 minutes long?
Yeah. Ooh,
that's like their magnum opus.
It is. Vomitorium of Maggot-Infested Cunts is the name of that one.
I have to think about that. There's so many things going on there.
There's another song. I guess it's maybe two songs put together. Hot Power Shower. Raping Pregnant Leather Whores. I don't know what a leather whore is.
But they're pregnant. But
they're pregnant.
And getting raped.
While in a hot power shower? Do you think a hot power shower actually means something that we don't know?
I have no idea. I don't want to know.
In Germany. Maybe
it does.
If any are like... have any German listeners that want to tell us what any of this means.
Yeah, we do have some listeners in Germany.
Yeah.
So if they want to go ahead and write in, I hope we're not losing them. And they're like, this is awesome. This band is awesome, and they're disrespecting them.
No, this is. I would love for this band to send us some new stuff.
Oh yeah.
If they're still doing stuff.
I mean, I can look up others. I don't know if this is the only. I don't know why this is the only album that's popping up here. Yeah, see, it's funny because the style is just grindcore, is what it says.
Oh, really?
Right,
really?
But
there's like subgenres of grindcore.
Right, and this would be one. Now the opening track to the album, "Wound Fuck," is pretty.
Yeah, get you going right off the bat.
Perpetual sperm injection. Did I mention that one already? Perpetual. Track 5 is "Eat My Cum" / "Choke on Me." Wow, these are.
We need to.
Dildo Delirium.
We need to download this album and just blast it at work. How far do you think we could get?
What about "Dissected Homo Foreskin"? Twat amputation?
Yeah, sometimes that's a real thing.
Oh my god. Well, I feel bad for the next band.
Well, we've lost all our listeners.
Not a very good segue.
No, it's not. We should talk about something else before we play the next song.
Yeah, you can't really segue. Speaking of twat amputation,
this next band. Shit. I don't condemn or condone this music.
We just point the way.
If you're into porno grind, there you go. Check out the band Gut, which I'm sure absolutely zero people are going to check out. This would be my whole...
Dude, that could be huge. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
In Europe. We don't know.
It's true. We don't. That is like the best thing about a band, is when they just have the most craziest titles.
Right.
It's just amazing. Because it's like anal cunt, you know, when they used to do it.
Or vaginal Jesus.
Vaginal Jesus, yeah. Jesus.
You know what that means?
I don't know. They were interesting, to say the least. I want to play another song, but I don't want to disrespect the thing. Like, we got to play one. I'm sorry.
Okay, totally changing gears here. We're going to play a song by State of Defiance. This song is called "Hidden Faces."
Is it okay for politicians to be two-faced? Is it acceptable for a politician to have a private stance on issues?
One face in private and one face in public.
Will you say anything to get elected?
Politics is the art of the possible. It's about personal manipulation. So there's always a public and a private face.
The faces show the masters, all the faces that you just heard. Created for mass appeal, nothing we see is real. Straight face when opposed, a straight face when exposed. Spewing endless lies, the best lies will reverse. Your words, your lies, your words cause angry. Deceit and angry tears. Your words cause angry. Deceit.
That was Hidden Faces by State of Defiance. They're from Los Angeles, California. You can find them at stateofdefiance.bandcamp.com.
And they have nothing to do with Porno Grind.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. We, like Travis said when we turned it off, we backed ourselves into a corner. Sorry. Okay. So this thing came across. I can't remember where I seen it, but it was What's Your Metal Band Name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so far, he's got, Travis has the best. But I want to see what yours is. So okay. We're going to save his for last.
So how do you, figure it out? Like, what, it's your first letter of your name, or what do you do?
I need your birth month.
July.
So, kill the.
Okay.
Then I need, let's see, first initial of your name, so B. So kill the bastard, and your actual birthday, the date.
18.
Kill the bastard witch.
Bastard witch? That doesn't make sense.
Same. Mine was, the hell was mine? I have to look it up again, because I can't remember. Oh, Decane. Fuck. Decane shit cunt Satan. So that doesn't make any sense either. No, His was perfect. Yours was, when were you born again?
May 23rd.
That's right, May. Yeah, I can't remember. I remember the dying. His is dying twat wizard. And that's a legit, that could be a legit fan name. Dying twat wizard.
I'd like to see a twat wizard.
That would be very interesting.
I'm a wizard of twats.
Well, I mean, that would definitely have to be a grindcore band, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Dying Twat Wizard. Could you imagine that on a shirt? How awesome that would be?
Could be Porno Grind.
Could be
one of their song names.
Yeah, I'm surprised it isn't. If they're listening, that is now. They're writing it down, taking notes. Got our next song. Got the next album. What's the next band?
A band called Somnuri. And the name of the song is Inhabitant.
Yeah.
That was Inhabitant by Somnuri. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. You can find them at somnuri.bandcamp.com.
Yes. And they were also on a independent label. What was it?
Magnetic Eye Records. Yeah.
They have a Bandcamp page, too. I looked it up. So if you type them into the search, you'll find it. There's a shitload of bands on there. And I was telling you guys earlier that we were getting stuff, and I don't even understand it on the email, the promotion section. So I got independent labels sending me music, and I have been for a while, and I had no idea it was even going on. I look in there, and it's like, what the hell is this? Because one, like, came through, like, showed up in my inbox, but it said promotion. And I was like, so I clicked on that, I read it, and then I went back to the promotion section. I clicked on it, there's all this shit in there. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been getting stuff to us the entire time.
Just avoiding stuff.
Yeah, like, and apparently I've been ignoring it. It's just like, months. I don't know why it went into that section, though. Because if I get on my laptop and go to Gmail, that section's not even on there.
Yeah.
But it is on my phone. So it pisses me off that it's shoving it in some weird category, which it is a promotion. The motherfucker, I need to know that because that's what we're doing. That's part of our gig. Son of a bitch. Stupid email.
Well, whatever. You just need to learn how to use the...
The interwebs?
Yeah.
Eh, no. I do. Get on there and look at porn. It's about the only thing I know how to do anymore.
Probably not even doing that right.
Nah. Well, just watching some softcore.
Yeah.
Some HBO.
You're paying for it.
Paying for it, yeah. Well, I thought you had to pay. I didn't know. $20 a month? Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm on like 13 different sites. What's up next?
King Goat playing Conduit. We'll be right back. That was Conduit by King Goat. They are out of Brighton, United Kingdom. You can find them at kinggoat.bandcamp.com.
You know what? I'm going to bring in snacks next recording session.
He's going to hear a bag of chips.
Off the air, while I'm putting the audio file in, I am just hearing their stomachs growl at me. And what have you eaten today, Brendan?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so you have a right. What have you eaten?
Well, I ate Steak and Shake, and that's part of the problem.
Part of the problem?
Yeah, because that's just in and out, you know?
Yeah, just trying to force its way out.
Yeah.
And you are not allowed to shit in my house.
How about the backyard?
I don't care. Go to my neighbor's house. I guarantee if the toilet's still not in that vacant house, there will at least be a hole in the floor you can shit down into. Yeah, we should. We should move this next door. We'll put a table in there. We'll just do a studio. We'll have guests in. It'll be creepy as fuck. They'll be like, where's the bathroom?
Like one light hanging from the ceiling.
Right. I'm like, it's right there. And they go in, there's nothing in there. Because I'm pretty sure the house got gutted. So that you just walk into your room, there'd just be a hole in the floor. Like, that's where you go.
It's metal.
It's metal. Yeah. Piss into that. Be kind of cold during the winter, but I guess it'll be all right. I'll have to run extension cords from my house over to it, but it's fairly close. If I get a good enough cord, it'll be all right. Shit. What's up next?
Daxma, Wanderings Beneath the Eternal Sky. Thank you. Wanderings Beneath the Eternal Sky by the band Daxma. They're out of Oakland, California. You can find them at daxma.bandcamp.com. That's spelled D-A-X-M-A. Looks like they're on Magnetic Eye Records as well.
Yes, they are.
You can go to store.merhq.com.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And buy some shit.
Go buy some shit. Buy all the stuff. Man, I'm going to spend so much money at that Mayhem show.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't have a Black Anvil shirt.
Yeah.
I don't have a Mayhem shirt, and I don't have an Emulation shirt. I'm going to have to get them. Unless they all have Cooley cups, then maybe I'll cheap out and just get some Cooley cups. Then we can go to a bar right next door, since we'll be in the Grove. What? We can get our drinks paid for.
Oh, jeez. I think I'll pay for mine.
Oh, okay. What's the brewery that's right down there? Is it Urban Chestnut? Why am I asking you to? Is it Urban Chestnut?
Just think about chestnuts. Chestnut could have two minions.
I don't fucking remember the name of it. I'm probably completely wrong. No, it's a fucking brewery right there.
No, I've heard of Urban Chestnut.
I think it's them, but I can't remember if it's them or not. That's where I went into that time, and there was went there for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I obviously know how breweries work. I go there, microbreweries. I go there quite a bit.
But you've never been one, the one in the Grove.
It's
different.
No, it's not different. Here's the deal. So I walk in there. We go in there. It's on a bachelor party. One of the guys in our group knows one of the fucking bartenders there. And he's over there talking to him. Because he's like one of the first ones in the building. So he's over there bullshitting with him as we're walking in. We walk in. Everybody starts ordering their beer, picking out whatever beer they want. When he finally gets to me, I ask for a Bud Light. And that dude was pissed. I was obviously joking. And he was mad. He wouldn't serve me.
Do they actually have Bud Light?
No, you don't get anything in a microbrewery but what they make.
Right.
So that's why that was the joke. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll take a Bud Light.
He just couldn't handle it.
He's like, we don't fucking have that. And I just laughed in his face.
He must have thought you were dead serious.
Yeah, I guess. And I laughed. I'm like, I know, man. I'm just fucking with you. I was like, I'll take this. And I can't remember what I asked for. And he's like, he looked at me and pointed. He's like, you can wait. And he wouldn't serve me. He walked away. I was like, you motherfucker. But he finally came over and served me. And then I went back for my next beer and ordered a Miller Lite. And he took I put my glass up on the table. And I was like, I'll take a Miller Lite this time. And he took my glass and he put like the tiniest amount of beer in it. And he filled the rest of the glass up with water.
Yeah.
And he set it and gave it back to me. You know, he's trying to be cute. So I took it and I slammed the whole glass, drank it all. And I fucking slammed it back down on the table. And I told him, okay, now you can get me. And I ordered whatever. And he had a big frown on his face and he fucking poured it. I was like, you just did me a favor. I probably needed to. I was drunk as fuck anyways. Yeah. I needed to drink something other than beer.
Did you tip him at all?
Fuck no, I didn't tip him. He sucked my ass. Tip that fucking motherfucker. He was like young 20s, 25-ish maybe.
He must have thought you were dead serious.
And he's, we don't have Bud Light. Fucking beer snob. Motherfucker, what were you drinking 5 years ago?
Yeah.
None of this. Because this shit wasn't around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, get the fuck out of here.
He probably wasn't drinking 5 years ago.
No, he probably was. He probably wasn't. No, he probably wasn't of age 5 years ago. Fucking punk.
But he knows everything about beer.
Yeah. He was Captain Beer.
I've worked here for 3 weeks.
Ah, fuck that place. Yeah, I haven't been back since. I wasn't too impressed. It's like, I know damn well you don't have fucking Bud Light. And that what the thing was, we're in a bachelor party. He knows one of the guys. We're all fucked up already, and everybody's ordering. Come on, man.
Obviously, he didn't know that guy.
Maybe he didn't. I don't know. No, because the guy, Sean, was like, oh, I know him, blah, blah, and he was over there talking to him before we ordered. So he told him, yeah, these guys are all with me. We're on a bachelor party. He's like, oh, cool. And then I say that, and he gets all bent out of shape. Like, you know what? Grow the fuck up, dude. Because even when I laugh and when he gets all pissy and I laugh and I'm just
right.
And I'm just fucking with you.
He still didn't get it.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, man. I'll take this. No! Nobody fucks with me. I mean, that's the attitude he gave me.
Ugh.
And Keith was the one that egged it on. He's like, dude, I'll pay for your next beer if you order a Bud Light again.
Oh, really?
I was like, all right. So I ordered a Miller Light that time. So, go ahead and give me a Miller Light. Fucking dickheads. And I'm usually not that guy to do that.
Right.
I don't even know why I did it. I guess I must have been pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Because I don't I usually just don't fuck with people like that. I just order my shit and leave me. I'm gonna leave you alone.
Probably just showing off for your buddies.
Yeah. I don't do that though. That's usually not me. Yeah. I don't know. I've had a fucking wildfire up my ass that night, I guess. maybe deep down inside, I knew this guy was a fucking tool.
Right.
And I was just there to piss him off. And it worked. I ruined his night.
Yeah.
Apparently. Over a stupid joke. What's the next, Brendan?
Band called Point 45 and a song called Spexial Affairs.
And the one we trust. Poison blue, don't do the time. Protecting only themselves. We don't count to death for well. Construction of anime. We're a threat, we're a scum. Nation of great affairs. Rob the working, break the weak. Battered blood, shattered teeth. Damn our stations, run us down. Resist now, get driven down. Waste our time with your enforce. Hold in control for your enjoy. Fight for rights and the right to fight. Nothing but a paycheck to a system of crime. There's no effort in speaking your mind. Getting arrested for speaking out of line. And the one we trust. Destruction of anime. Nation of great affairs. Rob the working, break the weak. Battered blood, shattered teeth. Jam our stations, run us down. Reasons now, get triggered down.
That was Spexial Affairs by the band Point 45. They are out of New York. And you can find them at point40-5.bandcamp.com.
So we weren't sure what Spexial, I can't even say it, Spexial?
Yeah.
Is. Brennan, you looked it up and what'd you find?
I found out that Spexial is a fucking Korean boy band. So, yeah.
I wonder if that's, if the guy knows that. Or if he, like,
he, I don't know. Should we tell him?
No, I mean, he knows now.
Email.
But maybe the whole band had an affair with one another for a boy band. Maybe that's the joke.
Yeah.
They wrote a song about it.
Yeah, he wrote a song. They wrote a song about it. Either that or we're completely insulting this band by saying this. In that case, we apologize.
Maybe the boy band came after this band.
That's where they got the name from?
Yeah.
It could be.
Who knows? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I'd love to know where that, but we don't know what that means. Maybe there's another meaning and Google just doesn't even know.
I don't know.
But we came up with a Korean boy band. Out of all the fucking things. When you said Korean, I got a little scared, I'll be honest. It's like, oh shit, what's this gonna say? What's up next?
Oh, sorry. They're from Taiwan.
Oh,
oh wow. Come on.
Oh fuck.
Where the hell? That makes all the difference.
It does. That makes all the difference.
Anyway. up next, we got a band called The Few, and this is a song, If I Die, At Least It's With My Friends.
Yeah, we're having a ball. You see, just get out of your mind and fight. It won't last long. Go at it. Take a number, sit and wait for the call. Cause mama will not be happy when she knows who you're gone. You thought you had us on, but we showed you. And I know. And now there's really nothing you can do. So go. The love my thoughts control you. So go. You thought you had us on, but we showed you. And I know. And now there's really nothing you can do. So go. The love my thoughts control you. So go. Come with us, there's nowhere left to go.
tell yourself you're better off alone. But I guess it's not your fault. We could have been your friends. We're laughing as you fall, as we come to the end. It's all time now, you get what you deserve. Don't try it, because by yourself will only get turned into a liar who always fade away from the curb. You see the crime scene at your home, I hope the lesson was learned, fucker. You thought you had us, although we showed you. And I know, now there's really nothing you can do, so go. Control you, so go. You thought you had us, although we showed you. And I know, and now there's really nothing you can do, so go. Tell them how you saw us control you, so go. You must come with us. Yourself, you're better off alone. But I guess it's not your fault. We could have been your friends. We're laughing as you fall, as we come to the end.
That was If I Die, At Least It's With My Friends by The Few. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find them at thefewofficial.bandcamp.com.
All right. It's that time of the show where I go through and forget half of our social media pages.
Boo.
You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play Music. Find us on Podbean. That's our hosting site. You can find all the old episodes there. Subscribe on one of those platforms, please. You can find us on facebook.com/empathicaradio. We are on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. You cannot find either one of those two on anything. Travis and Brennan do not want to be found, apparently.
We live under rocks.
Yeah, they don't like the interwebs.
They scare me.
Yeah, let us know how we're doing. You hate us, you love us, whatever. Hit us up on Facebook if you want. We will respond. And not kindly if you're mean to us. If you're in a band and you're in a metal band, hardcore band, punk band, you want to get played on the show.
Porno grind.
Or porno grind, yes. We will play it. Submit your stuff over to Empathica Radio @gmail.com. It's absolutely free. All of it's free. Subscribing is free. We don't fucking charge anything. We don't charge the fucking bands to play. We're just here to fucking promote local underground independent fucking heaviness. That's what we're here to do. Brendan.
Yes.
Get us the fuck out of here.
All right. This last band is Indurate. They are from Connecticut. You can find them at indurate.bandcamp.com. The name of this song is Tribulations in Triplicate.